Sam, what's wrong?
I think I just saw a cockroach.
Where? I'm really scared of cockroaches, you know.
Yeah, I'm scared of cockroaches too.
What? Can you kill it?
With my bare hands, can you?
No, I don't even want to go near it. Please, can you help me do something about it?
What should we do now?
Okay, maybe let's take a break and let's find someone else to kill it for us. And we'll be back with our writing article for today.
Okay.
All right, so welcome back to our article. Thank goodness someone else stepped in. A hero came in and saved us.
Saved the day.
Yes, and killed the cockroach for us. But what is our topic about today, actually?
Okay, today's article is about your greatest fear.
No wonder the cockroach came today. It was testing us.
Okay, 马上呢来看一下我们今天文章。今天呢我们要来写的是叙述文了。我们主题呢 What is your greatest fear? 你最害怕的东西是什么？像我们刚刚就讲说我们最害怕的是蟑螂了。看一下我们文章怎么写了。他说呢每一个人从小到大难免有内心恐惧的时刻，也都有呢各自克服恐惧的经验和方法。在恐惧笼罩的时候，你都用什么方式面对克服它呢？请以此为主题写一篇英文作文，文长至少120个单词，文分两段。第一段说明你害怕的事情是什么，以及让你觉得恐惧的原因。第二段呢，描述你克服这个恐惧的方法。
All right, so what a coincidence. We need to write about our greatest fear.
Cockroach.
That's one of my greatest fears. But we all have something that we are very scared of. And it doesn't have to be things like spiders or cockroaches. It can be something even deeper, like maybe some people are afraid to be lonely, or people are afraid of public speaking, things like that. So it doesn't have to be an object that you're afraid of, or like you don't have to be afraid of heights, things like that. So we have to talk about how we will get over it or how we can conquer our fears. And we need to at least write 120 words into two paragraphs. The first one is talking about your fear, maybe why you fear these things. And the second paragraph is how you can conquer it or how you canOvercome it.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边害怕的东西，不一定是像我们刚刚说的，比方说蟑螂、老鼠、蜘蛛这种很明显的东西。你也呢，也可以讲讲比较心灵层面的，比方说呢，你很害怕上台讲话，或者是呢，你很害怕这个，比方说你有惧高症等等，这些呢，都是可以在文章里面当做题材来写的哦。
So of course, when you write something, we have to develop an approach. We taught you guys before that you can brainstorm and then write an outline, and then you can piece your writing together. That's usually an easy way. But once you start writing, remember, you have to have an introduction, a body, and conclusion. So this is the part of your essay that's really important too.
OK, 所以呢今天呢我们要讲的是害怕的，你自己害怕的东西，所以要描述一件事情，描述一个经验。那我们这个文章呢就叫做叙述文。叙述文呢我们可以把文章拆解，其实呢跟其他文章类似哦，我们呢一样可以把它拆解为三个部分。首先呢我们看到要有一个 introduction, 就是开头。开头引言呢你就可以就文章的主题下手，比方说今天我们要讲这个你最害怕的东西，我就可以破题直接讲说呢我很怕，很怕什么？很怕蟑螂，为什么害怕？因为呢，它长得很丑，然后呢，我做梦都会梦到蟑螂，所以我下定决心要克服这个恐惧，然后呢，就可以引导到我们的 body。body 呢，指的就是文章主体。文章主体呢在写作的时候呢要注意到了，尤其是在我们考试当中呢，在有限的篇幅里面呢你要注意到呢不要太过发散，不要写流水账哦，不要写的不知道写到哪里去了。所以呢我们要怎么把握这个篇幅，把握重点呢？我们呢可以就五个 W 加上一个 H, 你可以写呢你如何、你的时事、人、地、物。 OK, 这几个疑问词呢我们掌握住这几个重点，把握呢好好的来描述。那呢文章主体完成之后呢，我们最后就可以看到 conclusion 结论。这个结论呢我们通常呢就可以讲说 OK, 在这个克服恐惧的经验当中呢结束之后呢怎么样，我不再害怕了， OK, 这是一个结论。或者是呢我在这个之中成长了，这个是一个结论。或者是呢诶，经过了这些考察这些研究之后呢我还是很怕蟑螂，这个呢也可以是一个结论。所以呢我们叙述文呢就可以分成 introduction 开头， body 文章主体，以及 conclusion 结论。
All right, so what is your greatest fear, Sam?
Okay, maybe like losing someone important.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's actually a little bit tough because I can't really imagine, you know, losing a family member or something,
yeah,
right?
I can't imagine.
Right? Because, you know, these things luckily haven't happened to us yet. And yeah, I don't know how I would feel. Have you ever thought about how you might try to conquer this fear or how you might try to overcome it in the future?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I feel like I can't overcome it. I don't have the confidence, but maybe when it happens, we will see.
Yeah, sometimes I think when you're dealt with a problem, you just have to let things happen and let things go, and maybe that's
how you conquer
it. Yeah, that's how you overcome it, probably. That's your solution. Well, let me think. My greatest fear is I think I'm afraid of having a really boring life.
Okay.
Like, I'm afraid of falling into the same routine the whole time. Like, I'm scared to have a job that you have to do.
Get office job.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit scared of that because I don't want to get stuck into something. I like to have a little bit of a challenge. I like to do something new. So once when things become too boring, I get a little bit scared and I think, oh, no. Has my life turned into...
Am I getting older?
Oh my God.
Am I getting...
Yeah, I think that's my fear.
Ah, okay. Then how do you conquer it?
Well, I think...
Have you ever think about it?
maybe. I think what I try to do now is I try to do what I feel like doing, you know? Because I think a lot of people are scared to take on challenges. Like,
yes.
A lot of people, they get stuck into the office life and they're afraid to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe I can take a break and, you know, take a break and find a new job. I think a lot of people are scared to do that.
Yes.
So what I try to do is I try to do whatever I feel like doing because you never know what's going to happen the next day. You don't know what's going to happen the next year, the next few months. So you should do what you feel like doing so you don't regret it in the future. So I think that's kind of like
it's really what I good.
Try to do.
Sounds like you are a spontaneous person.
I kind of am.
Yeah?
I am a little bit.
Yeah, that's very good because I work in an office. I do an office job. And I'm kind of jealous. Like, you're being spontaneous.
But you can be spontaneous too at work. I mean, you can do things outside of the work that are spontaneous. Like, you can say, hey, this weekend, how about let's do something fun, right?
Yeah, go abroad or
exactly.
Go to the beach. Yeah.
So I will pass on my spontaneous ideas to you.
Yeah.
They might seem crazy at first, but maybe they could be really good ideas for you. Because, like, sometimes I'll feel like, hey, it's a nice day outside. We should go outside and go to the beach or something.
Yeah.
And that's something I feel like we should do. Like, we should kind of live in the moment and not regret things. So I try to do that, but then, of course, reality hits and I'm like, oh, right, I have to work. And I'm like, oh, okay, never mind.
Okay, so 你最害怕的是什么呢？ OK, 刚刚 Tiffany 跟我呢，我们两个人就在讨论害怕什么东西。像我呢，就一直在想象说，假如说呢，失去了这个很重要的，比方说家人朋友怎么办？那 Tiffany 最害怕什么呢？她最害怕生活变无聊了。OK, because she is a spontaneous person. Spontaneous 呢，就是很随性、很随机的。那呢，这么一个随机的人呢，是不可能坐在办公室里面上班，那该怎么办呢？所以呢，他尽量想做就做，想到就做，让生活呢有变化。所以呢，写作之前呢，你也可以和朋友讨论一下，像刚刚 Tiffany 和我呢，我们两个人就在讨论我们害怕的是什么。那呢，你也可以和你的朋友和你的家人讨论一下，你最害怕的是什么东西。平常呢，多聊一点这种话题，在这个写作当中呢，就更拥有灵感。那当然呢，这个讨论呢，不是在考试中和隔壁的同学讨论了。
That's right. You can talk about it before or after or something. All right. So let's take a look at our writing sample. This time we can take a look at our writing sample. But let's first look at their outline and see what they wrote. So, for example, this person, their first topic sentence says, my greatest fear is that I'll end up broke and homeless someday.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of scary too.
Yeah, that's also one of my greatest fears.
I think when we're adults, I think that's also one of our second fear as well.
Yeah. Okay, 所以呢，我们看一下这个我们的这个范例的文章。范例文章呢，一样在看这个完整文章之前呢，我们在写作一样呢，先经过了这个 brainstorming， 经过了这个脑力激荡之后呢，我们就要 make an outline。Okay， 就是呢写出我们的大纲。写出大纲之后呢，我们在这个其中呢，我们再来补充一些转成的这个句子，就可以让这个文章更加的丰富。 OK， 所以呢，看到我们第一个段落的第一个主题句哦，他说呢，我最害怕的事情是什么呢？ My greatest fear is that. OK, 注意到呢，我们就用 that OK 连接后面的子句，表示呢你害怕这件事情。害怕什么事情呢？我害怕这个会破产而且无家可归。 OK, broke 这个形容词呢，破掉的，坏掉的，但是呢形容人是表示呢你破产了。那 homeless 呢， home 这个字呢就是家里的意思， less 呢这个字尾呢表示没有，所以 homeless 表示呢你是一个无家可归的。OK, end up 呢则是这个结局怎么样啊，所以 I will end up broke and homeless someday. OK, 我可能呢怎么样会结局呢是破产而且无家可归。 Sounds very terrible.
I know, sounds kind of scary.
Yeah.
OK, next, the person wrote down some details and they said, A, sometimes the feeling of dread prevents me from sleeping.
Okay.
Dread is to feel fear. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the feeling of fear, you know, keeps you awake. You get, we say, insomnia is when you cannot go to sleep.
Okay.
So they said, this feeling of being scared of all the time or being scared of something stops this person from sleeping.
Okay, 所以呢看到在这个句子里面哦，他说呢 the feeling of dread. Okay, dread 这个字呢就表示害怕哦，所以呢我们后面可以加上 to, 或者是呢你也可以直接加上 doing. Okay, 比方说呢我们举个例子咯， He dreads to see her again. Okay, 他害怕再一次看到她，这边呢是当做动词来使用，但是呢在我们的这个范例的文章里面呢，它则是当成名词来使用哦。 dread 一样是害怕的意思。 Okay, 比方说我们刚刚说他怕再见到他，一样的句子呢我们可以讲说 okay, He has a dread of seeing her again. Okay, 他有这个，你可以用 have a dread 表示呢你害怕这件事情。那呢在这边 a feeling of dread 就是呢表示害怕的感觉。那注意到呢这个害怕的感觉是这个我们的作者怎么了呢，他说 prevents me from sleeping. Prevent 这个动词呢是表示这个避免的意思哦。 OK, 避免，所以呢它使得这个作者呢没有办法睡觉。 prevent me from sleeping, 注意到我们后面搭配的介系词是 from, prevent someone from something, 这个使他避免发生什么事情。比方说呢我们可以说呢 the windowprevents bugs from getting inside the house. OK, 这个窗户呢防止呢避免这些虫子呢进到屋子里面。
Right, or wearing a helmet prevents you from getting hurt if you ride a bicycle,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, so next, let's take a look at another detail. They said, I lie awake thinking about how terrible life would be if I had no money. So the idea of having no money keeps this person awake, and they think, oh, it's going to be horrible if I have no money.
Yeah.
And then it says, see, staying up late worrying has even affected my school life. So because of this person's fear, he can't go to sleep or she can't go to sleep, and thenBecause he can't go to sleep, staying out late has even affected their schoolwork, so they can't really do their work, or maybe they have trouble concentrating, so it has
so
affected their grades. Yeah, that's so stressful. Relax.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到这个作者他怎么样呢，他不能睡觉，不能睡觉，我们刚刚 Tiffany 有讲到这个是 insomnia, 就是呢表示你失眠了。所以呢他失眠他怎么样， I lie awake. Okay, 他躺着但是是醒着， thinking about how terrible life would be. Okay, how terrible life would be, 这个生活呢会多可怕， if I had no money, 这边呢是使用了这个假设语气， if I had no money, 跟现在事实相反的假设语气。那呢另外一个主题句呢，他说 staying up late. OK, stay up late 就表示熬夜。 OK, 比方说呢我熬夜打电动，你呢就可以说 I stay up latePlaying video games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which I do all the time.
I usually stay up late watching TV shows.
Okay, that happens all
Netflix,
the time.
Netflix, I know, that happens
well.
All the time. So yeah, they're afraid to be, you know, broken homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would be really scary to suddenly, you know, lose everything. And mm-hmm. I think, for example, people who have lost their homes to natural disasters, that's actually really
okay.
scary too. Okay, but relax, I don't think this person is in, he's still in high school maybe.
Yeah, he's a student.
Yeah,
so
I think it's only the parents that should be. All right, maybe they're in college, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyways, the second topic sentence. So this is the second sentence, and let's see how this person might conquer it. So the second topic sentence is, once my family really struggled to make ends meet. Oh, okay, so maybe before their family had a little bit of experience of that, so it really scared him or
mm-hmm.
her.
OK， 所以呢，在第一段里面呢，他都在讲说他最害怕的是什么，然后呢，这个害怕的事情呢，导致他现在的生活怎么了。所以呢，第一段呢，注意到我们的时态都是使用了现在简单式。那在第二段开始呢，他要讲说为什么成为一个无家可归，或者是呢，失去所有的财产，会让他如此的害怕呢？第二段呢，就开始讲原因了。所以呢，开始讲经验。注意到呢，我们第二段使用的是简单过去式，要特别注意到我们时态。那呢，他开始讲他的经验了。他说他的父母呢 ，OK。Struggle to do something. Struggle 呢表示挣扎的意思哦，所以呢在这边是很努力奋力的要做什么事情呢，我们后面加上 to 加上原形动词。 OK, my family really struggled to, OK, 很奋力的很努力的要干嘛呢， make ends meet. OK, make ends meet 我们中文翻译为收支平衡哦，就是呢要让家里的财务状况呢收支平衡，他们的家人非常的努力才能够达到这件事情。
And next, we see some of the details. He says, A, fortunately, my parents turned things around with careful budgeting. OK,、mm-hmm. you watch your money, you see how much you can and cannot spend. B, this has encouraged me to overcome my fear.So because the family or their family started to make plans and started to budget, it has helped this person, you know, say, okay, it's not that bad. We can overcome it.、Mm-hmm. And then see, one way I've been doing this is sticking to a budget myself. So this has caused this person to make their own budget, to make、mm-hmm. their own spending plans. And then lastly, it says, I set aside a portion of my wages each month. Okay, so this person is working...As we can see, because it says, I set aside a portion of my wages each month.
Okay.
Your wage is your salary, how much money you earn. So he puts aside a little bit of money each month in case something bad happens. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
好，我们看一下、哦、这边这几个句子里面有呢有几个字，我们来这个翻译一下。首先呢，看到第一个句子哦，他说 My parents turn things around. OK, turn things around. Turn around 呢表示转过来，那你 turn things around 表示呢有一点像是起死回生的意思哦，表示呢他们家本来可能财务状况不是很好，但是呢 My parents turn things around 把这个事情哦，把这个状况给翻转了，改变现况的意思。With careful budgeting. OK, budget 这个字呢可以当名词哦，它就表示预算的意思。那 budgeting 呢在这边呢则是使用了这个动名词，表示呢这个拟定预算。那呢这件事情怎么样呢？Encourage me to overcome my fear， 使得这个作者呢鼓励他呢来这个克服他的害怕。所以呢他现在开始怎么样呢？ I've been doing this is sticking to a budget myself. OK, stick to 就是呢你坚持哦，他有自己的预算，自己控制自己的财务状况。同时呢他 set aside a portion of my wages every month. OK, wage 这个字呢表示薪水，你也可以用另外一个字 salary，是一样的意思，薪水。 OK, a portion of 表示呢一部分呢，不是全部，一部分。 a portion, portion 呢就是一块，一个部分。那呢 set aside, aside 呢就是旁边，所以呢 set aside 呢就是表示呢把这部分的薪水呢放到旁边，意思是呢从他的薪水里面拨出一笔钱呢来作为他的储蓄，这样子的意思咯。
Mm-hmm. All right, so this person has written an outline. Let's take a look at how this person pieced together their writing. It says, My greatest fear is the thought that I'll end up broken homeless someday. The idea that I'll be unable to afford basic necessities is always in the back of my mind.
Okay, that's very
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, so stressful.
Okay, 所以呢看到这边有几个单字，首先呢看到 necessities. Necessity 这个字呢是表示必需品。Okay, 必需品指的是什么呢？比方说他在这个文章里面呢他讲的是像是食物啊、水啊，或者是呢像卫生纸这些你日常所需的必需品、
food.
Yeah, food is the most important for me. OK, 所以呢他说呢这个、哦、他 unable 表示呢是没有办法， be unable to 相对于 able to. OK, be unable to 无法呢 afford, afford 呢表示可以支付、哦、可以这个付得起这个钱。 afford basic necessities, basic necessity 就是我们刚刚讲的这些食物、水、卫生纸等等。那他说呢这个事情怎么样呢？ in the back of my mind. OK, in the back 在后面 of one's mind这个片语呢是表示在心底深处，在心底深处呢他总是有这个想法。什么样的想法呢？他总有一天呢会破产，没有办法负担得起这些生活必需品。
嗯哼。 Sometimes the feeling of dread is so great that I have a hard time sleeping. Okay, so dread again is the feeling of fear. Mm-hmm. This fear is so great they have a hard time sleeping. This person has difficulty sleeping. So that's why we can say you can have a problem sleeping, you can have difficulty, you can have trouble sleeping or doing something.
Okay, 所以在这个句子里面呢，我们前面已经解释过 the feeling of dread, 这个呢害怕的感觉，害怕的感觉怎么样呢？ is so great.Great, that, okay, so 怎么样 that 怎么样，这个是表示太怎么样以至于怎么样哦，这个感觉太强以至于他不能够睡觉。那这边不能够睡觉呢，这个呢他是用 have a hard time, okay, I have a hard time sleeping, 后面呢加上 V-I-N-G, 这是表示呢做某件事情有困难。Okay, 那 a hard time 呢你也可以改成其他字哦，刚刚 Tiffany 有讲到，比方说 have problems, 有问题，或是 have difficulties, 有困难。很难哦，做这件事情有困难。我们举个例子了 ，Jenny had a hard time communicating with her parents when she was a teenager。在珍妮青少年时期呢，她很难和她的父母沟通。一样的句子呢，我们可以改写为 Jenny had trouble communicating with her parents， 或者是呢 ，Jenny had problems had difficulty communicating with her parents。OK， 都是一样的意思。
I think all of us did when we were teenagers. All right, so next it says, I lie awake thinking about how terrible life would be if I had nowhere to live and had trouble finding money to pay for food. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he would become sleepless in the middle of the night thinking how terrible or how horrible life would be. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, luckily at least you have a job and, you know, you're doing something. You didn't lose your home due to natural disaster.
Yeah, every month you get paid.
Yeah, so...I think it's okay. This person is stressing themselves out.
Okay, 在这个句子里面我们看到 thinking about 后面通常我们是加上一件事情或是呢想的一个事情。那在这边想的一个事情或是一个句子了。Okay, 那 thinking about 在这边呢我们注意到受词呢非常有趣，我们是看到用疑问词 how 来引导这个句子。为什么用 how 呢？在这边呢其实呢我们中文要翻译为多么。OK, 我们用 how 来引导名词子句表示多么。OK, 后面呢我们可以直接加上形容词再加上主词。OK, how terrible life would be。OK, 这个呢生活会有多么的可怕。OK, 就是这样子的意思了。我们呢再举一个例子让你更了解这个用法了。Luke realized how lucky he was to have such understanding parents. 陆克呢了解到他有如此善解人意的父母呢有多幸运，多么怎么样呢，我们就可以用 how 这个疑问词呢来引导我们的句子。
Okay, next it says, staying up late worrying has even affected my schoolwork, which makes me even more anxious. Okay.
Yeah. Like, how old are you?
We don't know.
Why?
And it says, at one point, my family really struggled to make ends meet. Mm-hmm.Our desperate financial situation made a strong impression on me. So maybe because they really went through something, maybe his father's company or something, it went through some
gambling.
Troubles. Oh, that's a deep problem. Or gambling. Maybe they went through some kind of problems at work. So they didn't really have a lot of money to spend. Maybe not like before.
OK, 所以呢在这边呢他讲说这个事情呢已经严重的影响，这个很害怕的感觉已经严重的影响到他的 schoolwork, 他的课业了，让他呢非常的 anxious。 Anxious 呢就是表示很焦虑的。那呢 at one point my family really struggled to make ends meet。 OK, at one point 就是曾经呢一度怎么样呢，我的家庭呢这个刚刚讲过了，他们呢很努力的很难的呢让这个家里的经济状况呢能够达到收支平衡。那他怎么样呢？ Our desperate financial situation. Financial 呢指的是财务的，所以呢财务状况 financial situation 是怎么样？ Desperate 表示很绝望，表示呢没有希望，我们可以用 desperate 这个形容词。
Next it says, fortunately with careful budgeting and a lot of penny pinching, my parents turned things around. Knowing this has encouraged me to overcome my fear. So, budgeting means like how you plan or spend your money. Mm-hmm. And penny pinching means really, really just counting all your pennies and trying not to spend a lot of money. So, penny pinching is just, you know, the act ofMaking sure you don't spend a lot of money. You make sure that, you know how much money you have and how much you're saving. And because of this, their family was able to turn things around. So they were, making sure that when they buy things, they make sure they buy the cheaper products and they don't have to spend spend money on the more expensive ones. And after knowing that, you know, budgeting actually helped, it helped this person overcome his fear.
Okay, 我们看到后半部的这个句子，他说 knowing this has encouraged me to overcome my fear. Knowing 在这边呢，它是使用这个动名词当主词了。Okay, 知道这件事情怎么样呢 ？Has encouraged me to overcome my fear. Encourage 这个动词呢，表示鼓励的意思。Okay, 我们可以呢用一个主词 someone 或是 something 什么事情，比方说像在这里是 knowing this， 知道这件事情。怎么样呢 encourage 鼓励了我呢来克服我的恐惧 OK encourage someone to do something 注意到后面我们是使用不定词 to 再加上原形动词表示呢鼓励某人来做什么事情、
And then it says one way I've been doing this is to stick to a budget myself I've been also setting aside a portion of my wages for my part-time job each month OK so we learn a little bit more about this person He's not working a full-time job He has a part-time job and he sets aside a portion of the wage. Wage is just your salary, how much you earn from doing a job or working. So he puts aside or he puts a little bit of money on the side for his part-time job each month.
Okay, set aside 这个片语呢刚刚我们有解释过了表示呢把这个一部分的钱挪出来所以呢表示存钱。那你讲 set aside 之外呢你也可以讲 put aside 或是 build up。那呢有一个片语哦 save for a rainy day。这个片语呢就表示未雨绸缪的意思哦。
All right, and lastly, the conclusion says, I don't have much money in my savings, but the fact that it's there helps alleviate my fear. Okay, so they don't have a lot of money saved up, but knowing that they have a little bit of something for a rainy day helps him, you know, kind of relax and helps him conquer his fear. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Writing sample 1. My greatest fear is the thought that I'll end up broken homeless someday. The idea that I'll be unable to afford basic necessities is always in the back of my mind. Sometimes the feeling of dread is so great that I have a hard time sleeping. I lie awake thinking about how terrible life would be if I had nowhere to live and had trouble finding money to pay for food. Staying up late worrying has even affected my schoolwork.Which makes me even more anxious. At one point, my family really struggled to make ends meet. Our desperate financial situation made a strong impression on me. Fortunately, with careful budgeting and a lot of penny pinching, my parents turned things around. Knowing this has encouraged me to overcome my fear. One way I've been doing this is to stick to a budget myself. I've also been setting aside a portion of my wages.For my part-time job each month. I don't have much money in my savings, but the fact that it's there helps alleviate my fear. Writing sample 2. I'm afraid of making decisions. This mostly affects me when it comes to big decisions, for instance, deciding what to study at university. However, it can even stop me from making a simple choice, such as picking a drink in a coffee shop. What scares me is the thought that if I make the wrong decision,I can't go back and change it. I'm so terrified of regretting a bad choice that I end up making none at all. I don't know why I have this fear. Maybe it's because I'm in senior high school, so my parents and teachers keep telling me how important all my choices are. This doesn't help me at all. Luckily, I talked to my grandfather and he gave me some good advice. He said that there will always be opportunities in life. The choices we make open up new paths.But they seldom close doors behind us. He also told me to follow my heart. This made me feel better about the decisions I have to make. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today.
Yes.
We hope that you guys, you know, can conquer your fears as well and that you can write a wonderful
article.
And that's all the time we have. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.